Now that you've considered your current state, you might want to create formal processes for responding. For example, how are requests received? Is it okay to be word of mouth, or do you have some sort of digital tool on your intranet, or both? Do they get directed to you as a leader or a comms team? Do you accept requests at any time, or actively seek them on a timely basis? And one of the reasons it's good to formalize this process is so you can recognize, measure, and celebrate when you successfully offer help to stakeholders. It will cement your relationship and show the possibilities that are offered by collaboration across the business. Make sure to make records and publish them in your comms. This goes back to the building blocks of your comms strategy, showing that you have credibility and walk the talk, hopefully changing the behaviour of people who think that employee networks are just for their own members. This creates a special kind of allyship that elevates the influence and impact of your network. The same questions apply to how you then respond. Do you have a process for providing an authoritative voice? Do all requests go through your committee, or is there a more agile process where individuals are empowered to respond and accept accountability? Does it have to align to your current strategy, which may mean you have to think about how to turn down requests and explain why?